We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Graceffo and Horowitz are the A-team back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City, producing this broadcast. McCarthy will have another update in just about 27 minutes. Taking reaction all across North America, Anthony Davis traded to the Lakers. Are LeBron and Davis now the team to beat in the West, if not the NBA? Answer that question at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. As one tweet read, Davis being traded to the Lakers now gives me even more reason to hate the Lakers. I wonder if that was the guy from Massachusetts. Because you're in Boston right now, if you're listening on the Sports Hub, you're a great sports city. That Game 7 home loss is tough when you're watching St. Louis celebrate. And then you watch Davis go to the Lakers, and you're debating was keeping Tatum, you know, the long-term versus short-term one-year rental, what you would have to give up. I mean, the East, I'll say Kawhi stays put in Toronto. I don't think Milwaukee has the star power depth to win the East. I don't. Philly has athleticism, but not enough defense. So it's still Toronto's if Kawhi stays. Now, if he leaves and he goes back out into the Western Conference, but now with AD and LeBron, and you're looking at Toronto and Kawhi, it doesn't seem right if he walks. It doesn't. So comment on Kawhi, comment on the Davis trade. You can join us 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Tweet me. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Let's go to Scott in Baltimore. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio. Scotty.
Yeah.
How you doing? Let's go to William in Georgia. You're on the Saturday Night Huge show.
Thank you. I wanted to talk about the Anthony Davis trade.
Okay.
I think they're an NBA Finals team right now. No questions asked. Anthony Davis and LeBron James, that's a good duo right there.
That's a really good duo. Now, do they need Kyrie or Kemba Walker to be that point guard to put them over the top?
Probably. I mean, if you need a ball handler, you got Kyrie. If you need a shooter, you got both Kyrie and Kemba. If you need somebody who can do the flashy moves, you got both of them also. But if Kawhi leaves and he goes out west, either go to the Lakers or the Clippers, I mean, that could be a good Eastern Conference matchup. Either he's with the Clippers and the Lakers and the Clippers battle against each other in the Western Conference Finals, or he could play for the Lakers and probably the Warriors play the Los Angeles Lakers at Western Conference Finals, and probably the Lakers beat the Warriors.
Man, William, how old are you there in Georgia?
39.
Wow, all right. Well, thank you, William in Georgia.
I'm sorry, Bill. I said the same question when I screened him, and he said 39. I didn't believe it, so
I don't like to make fun of people's voices. If he's 39, he is the youngest sounding 39-year-old on the planet.
To his defense, though, he said 39, and I quickly hit him with, "All right, what year were you born?" Without a hesitation, he goes 1980. I said, "Okay."
Oh my gosh! How many times does that guy get as your mom and dad home?
Exactly. I said to James, because he heard me screening this call, I said, dude, wait till this guy gets on the air. You can't tell me he's 39 years old. You can't.
I thought, you know what, because I get this once in a while, and I usually get the 13, 14-year-old kid who, whether it's my statewide show or listening to this, and I like to say, hey, boy, for a 14-year-old, you know a lot about sports. He goes, 39, and he hangs up the phone because he's probably like, you know what, your producer asked me too.
Poor kid. Or there, poor
no
guy.
No way.
Yeah, I don't know. But no. Hey, he quickly said 1980. If somebody was making up an age,
yeah,
they probably
would
have to think it out.
No, you make it up to land on an easy date to remember.
That's fair, but how many producers are actually following up with what year were you born in?
I personally think it's a 13-year-old kid who's staying up late, so he says 39, so I don't yell go to bed like I do to my kids.
I should have asked him what the slow songs were at his high school prom. That would have been a tougher one.
That is not 39. No way. I've done 27 years, and I'm pretty good on the listening. Now, there was an old woman that called the show when I first started in Michigan on the statewide show about 15 years ago, and it was Connie, which was a guy's name for, you know, previous generations. I didn't know she was a woman until 2 minutes into the call.
Oh, gosh.
I thought it was a guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that was that. No way. I swear. He 39. There is no way. There is no way. No way. He sounded young. He sounded a little nervous. Like I get the kids that call, and some hosts will run them off or producers. But I like if the kid's good and knows sports. If he's driving in Georgia, I would be shocked. No way. And he doesn't want to be the 13-year-old kid calling a show. So he goes 39. And then he set you up by saying, but I'm born in 1980.
It was a quick response. No 13-year-old's doing that quick of math from 2019 to 1980. I'm sorry. Or thinking that next step ahead. Mm-mm.
And with our luck, he's probably got some vocal cord disease. And I'm not making fun. I'm not making fun of the guy. Okay, in Georgia. It was a guy, right?
Yes.
I'm just asking.
Yes. Oh, God.
I'm just asking. I want to make sure I'm covering all the bases. No, I'm not making fun. I just think, you know, trust me, you know, people lie their age. I mean, everybody lies their age at some point in their life. You do. Whether you're 40, like when I went past 40, I would tell girls I was 37, right? And I would, because if you dated a woman who's 25 or 23, 24, and you're 40, you start getting into the dad years, and you can't do that. So you had to lie and say 37. There's nothing wrong with that. I believe a lie hurts people. Stretching the truth doesn't.
And in what category does not telling the truth about your age fall into?
Okay,
the truth
does that
what?
Hurt anybody? No, hold on. I this is my honest opinion on lies. Lies hurt people. Lies intentionally inflict emotional damage. They lie. You know, work. Someone lied and said you did this. That's a lie. But if you're 41. And at the time, a single guy doing radio in Michigan, and you meet a 24-year-old woman, you have to say 37, 38. You just do. I'm single. I wasn't married. You know, I didn't have kids. And I slept 10 hours a week. So that was my life. There's no way that guy's 39. That's going to bother me now. That is going to bother me. That's going to bother me the now my Father's Day is completely ruined because when my 12-year-old son Ace goes, Dad, I got you this card, and I hear his voice, I'm going to go, that's just like the guy from Georgia. Hey, Dad, you know what? I got a flag football game, but I love you. And what about that Anthony Davis trade with LeBron? There is the guy from Georgia. He's everywhere all day Father's Day. Now I wonder if his 16-year-old son's going to call me and say, don't ever talk about my dad like that.
It's like our good friend Gerald in Houston. It's probably his kid.
Oh, Gerald from Houston. I mean, that guy had to play in Barry White's band, backup singer. Oh, my Lord. I don't know. Did this show just get weird in the last 40 minutes?
James turned to me. He goes, what the hell has happened tonight?
Wait, well, that guy is not 39. He's not. I swear. William, we do love you in Georgia. We're not making fun of you, and we're just perplexed. Ed in Chicago listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
How you doing, Eddie?
All right. Let me tell you something, Bill. I'm still a Golden State guy. I still think they're the best team in the NBA, even without Kevin Durant. But I want to comment on the Lakers. When LeBron James went to Miami, he could not win a championship his first year. When he went to Cleveland, he couldn't win a championship his first year. This guy has to synchronize a team the way he wants it, and it generally takes him a year to do it. So I'm still sticking with Golden State. You let Klay Thompson come back around Christmas or maybe January. They can win the Western Conference again. That's what I think, buddy.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate you tuning in on AM 670, The Score in Chicago, your radio home for the mighty Chicago Cubs. Let's go to Gerald in Houston, Texas, listening on AM 610. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
I'm 21 years old, so if that gentleman is 39, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. But anyway, he made his points. LeBron James has just continued the Laker tradition. When Chamberlain came, when Kareem came, when Shaq came. Well, LeBron, I think, doesn't understand. He's just another Laker now. He's just another person in that train. But the Lakers gave up a lot. But when LeBron James went to Cleveland, and I'm sure the gentleman, what was the forward from Minnesota that he heralded so much that he had to have? And so it really didn't work out as well. But to me, LeBron is LeBron. But Anthony Davis, will he be the championship pedigree? And who is he going to surround himself with? Because you don't have any money anymore to sign any other players. You're signing two players, but you need five to win. And so, but here, I do not believe that gentleman is 39 years old. I just can't believe it. But thank
you.
Yeah,
Gerald, it will bother me for a long time. I'll get over it. Thank you for listening in Houston on AM 610. Even Gerald went back to it, Horowitz. He starts talking about LeBron and Will Chamberlain, and then he circles right back to, I cannot believe that guy says he's 39.
It's a great job out of Gerald.
Let's go to Jim in Illinois. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, Bill. Hey, you know, KD and Clay, I think they're both going to stay in Golden State because it's like getting a buy-in to the playoffs. They'll be ready, and, you know, because the team's talented enough, they'll make the playoffs even if they're fifth or sixth seed, and then they got a full team ready for the playoffs. And as far as LeBron, I think he's juggling too many things, and he's dropping bowling pins when he should be concentrating on one thing instead of five things.
Thank you, Jim, for your huge opinion in Illinois. Yeah, I was reading the story about the salary cap situation that they have to give the max deals to KD, or at least offer in Clay, and now with them hurt, they'll take them. I think the max deals between the two would be like 300 and, what was it, 160-something and 220? 220 to KD, like 160 to Clay, like $380 million. But if they both are there for the playoffs next year, can you imagine AD and LeBron versus Golden State in the Western Conference Finals? It would be amazing. We do have a couple segments left together before Zach Gelb enters top of the hour on CBS Sports Radio. You want to join in? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. at Geico.com. McCarthy, you have an update here in about 7 minutes. Horowitz and Graceffo producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City, taking reaction to the trade. Anthony Davis and LeBron. Nobody was talking about the Lakers. They were wondering if LeBron would stick around this summer, or could he put a group together that could just get back to the playoffs. Now we're talking winning the West, and you have KD hurt and Klay hurt. You wonder about the Rockets. Will they stay together? Who's the odds-on favorite to win the West, to win the NBA? It's been a crazy week when you think about it. Toronto, the Road Warriors, they win it all. KD hurt. Klay hurt. AD, the deal looked like it might go to Boston. Instead, AD and the Lakers, they knew they needed it. That's why they gave up so much. It's a desperate move. But they needed to change the narrative when it came to the Lakers. Let's go to David in Texas. Thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Bill, thank you for taking my phone call. I was telling your producer, I just want to talk about the Anthony Davis trade. Actually, I'm a Spurs fan, and I'm not happy about this. But everything I heard, I thought he was going to go to Boston now. Bill, if Kyrie leaves Boston, I think Boston's going to be hurting because the Gordon Hayward trade hasn't really panned out. And I think I was just want to get your take on this. What's going to happen to Boston? Also, like I said, I'm a Spurs fan. I'm hoping we can get in on some of this action to get a couple of big-name players down in San Antonio. And I'll hang up and listen to your response, Bill. Thank you.
All right, thank you, David in Texas. Yeah, the Kyrie situation and not getting Davis. Will you get the full court press to keep Kyrie in Boston? You have the Brooklyn story out there. I don't know if he hooks back up with LeBron. The Kemba Walker, Mark Stein was saying that the Lakers, after getting Davis, are going to pursue Kemba Walker. Now, that threesome would be phenomenal. I think if the Lakers get Kemba Walker, it's done. If they don't get hurt, then it's done. They can find role players. It's just done. I was looking at the combination of Davis and LeBron. Only Shaq and Kobe together averaged more points. I think about 4 more points than the average of Davis and LeBron. And if they had Kemba Walker to that mix, wow. That's a ring in my mind. Let's go to Vic in Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Bill? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Victor.
I just listened to your comment just now. I think I may have to disagree with you there. I just think that LeBron and AD, I mean, who else do they have? They only have 2 guys. You need at least 8 players deep to make a deep run into the playoffs. At least 8 good, solid players. And I don't think they have anybody else.
They have Kuzma, they have LeBron. You know, again, their roster is in flux, just like the Warriors roster will be. But remember this, though, now, Vic, by getting Anthony Davis, I think you'll see more players want to come play with those guys because they're going to have a chance at a ring.
But the thing is, if you think about it, Davis has played with some pretty good players. He's played with Cousins, with Meritage, with Drew Holiday, who's an all-star, and they didn't do much. And the thing is, it takes time to gel as a team, no matter how great you are as a player. I mean, I myself played all my life and I played professionally, but that's besides the point. It takes 3 to 4 years to gel as a team, and just the name itself, it's not going to get you to that top level. I mean, the Celtics got lucky when they got the 3 players, but that's like once in a lifetime. I just don't think that's going to happen. And I appreciate you taking my call. And I'm 10 years old, and I was born in 2010. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Vic. A great call in Massachusetts. Wow, he's a 10-year-old, and he sounds old. It's a crazy show. God bless America. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. Call your dad. Text your dad. Go see your dad. Even if you haven't talked to your dad or seen him for a long time, do it. You'll feel better. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. How you doing tonight, man?
Hey, Big Mark.
Oh, man. I want to wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day. I'm a single dad. All the single fathers, happy Father's Day. McCall, I want to pray to the Knicks, that gods in heaven, man, the NBA gods, please raise the curse off the Knicks, man. It's been 45 years since we raised a rafter in Madison Square Garden, and I'm just waiting. I want to see another one in my lifetime. As far as L.A. goes, nobody wants to really play with LeBron. He got bad vibes, man. He got bad vibes, man. That's all I got to say, Bill. I love your show, man.
Yeah, we love you too, Mark. Thanks for listening in Baltimore. Yeah, think about the Knicks, and Horowitz said it earlier, and they're in New York City. About 2 months ago, how quick things can change. They're thinking they're going to get Zion, Kyrie, and Durant. So Zion is a New Orleans Pelican, a lock at number one next week in the NBA draft. Durant's rehabbing from Achilles, and Kyrie is maybe going to play in another borough in Brooklyn. And they're going to get Barrett, which does nothing to move the media needle. What do they do? What do they do? Wow. Now, do they make a push for like a Kawhi and then say, look, you're going to be in the biggest city. You're the biggest star in the NBA. You sell the brand. What do you do if you're the Knicks? I mean, the Lakers had LeBron, and they almost were the Knicks. But now they have resurrected their brand by trading for Anthony Davis. We'll do one final segment with the audience. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I'll read tweets here in the final 30 minutes before we turn it over to Zach Gelb at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Search Saturday Night Huge Show.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific. Make way for what's next when CBS Sports Network brings you a WNBA showdown between the Washington Mystics and Los Angeles Sparks on the 24-hour, that'll be 24-hour home of CBS Sports, the CBS Sports Network. Graceffo and Horowitz are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. McCarthy with another update. Zach Gelb is up at 2 a.m. I'm sure he'll talk about the trade of Anthony Davis to LeBron. We're taking your reaction. Are they the team to beat, not only in the Western Conference next season, but in the NBA. Toronto celebrating a world championship. Imagine the comeback. LeBron and Anthony Davis. Maybe Kemba Walker, world champions a year from now. Taking your huge opinions, one final segment together. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Simon in Cleveland. Thanks for the wait, listening to 92.3 FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Bill. I just want to comment on possibly Jimmy Butler going to Milwaukee or the Raptors and how he would fit there. And New Orleans using some of their first-round picks to trade for Chris Paul, set up Lob City 2.0. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, yeah, that'd be interesting. Chris Paul. Yeah, I don't, but he can't stay healthy, and that's what they're, you know, talking about LeBron. He's not getting any younger. Jimmy Butler, is he a good third star there. I think Kemba Walker convincing Kyrie to reunite with LeBron would be a better path to a championship. Is Butler a fit if Kawhi stays? No, I know I saw the video of Mark Wahlberg, the actor, where Butler was teaching his daughter some basketball moves in the backyard. Would he sign as a fourth guy? I don't know. He wants to get paid. You know, Butler could, you know, the Knicks could end up, you know, when you look at the free agent market, they have to do something. Now, there still could be the outside chance that Durant wants out of that Golden State circle and Kyrie goes to the Knicks. They know that there's the Nets talk. Is that his agent throwing that out there? Who knows? Agents run the game, though. I mean, they basically made sure Anthony Davis, was going to be, what was it? It was Lakers or the Knicks, if I'm not wrong. Let's go to Tim in California. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, hi, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. Regarding the Lakers' acquisition of Anthony Davis, LeBron James, we all know that he orchestrated this to happen. He's not getting any younger, but all I could say is Michael Jordan is 6-for-6 in championship games, and Michael Jordan wasn't going to different teams trying to put together a championship team. Michael Jordan, to me, my own opinion, is the greatest basketball player that's ever played the game of basketball. And I'm just going to say that I'm a Warrior fan. If KD comes back to the Warriors and we're healthier next year, I think we could still take the Lakers. Bill.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. Well, I appreciate your call in California, Tim. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Tweet me. I'll read your tweet here in our final 10 minutes. Let's go to Alex in Detroit listening on 97.1 The Ticket. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, what's going on, Bill?
How you doing, Alex?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, longtime listener, first-time caller. Hey, I
Welcome.
Just want to make a comment about AD going to the Lakers. I do not think that LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to get along. I think AD has this big head. He wants to be the superstar, and he's not going to be able to deal with LeBron being the superstar. You know what I mean?
Well, I talked about that in the beginning that, you know, if you're going to go play with the king, and it's LeBron right now, and you could argue, and if you had the ranked players in the NBA, I don't know if LeBron is 5 or 6. Is he 1? It depends. Is it, you know, Kawhi right now? Is it Harden?
Right.
LeBron's not getting younger, and I don't know if Davis can step aside or LeBron can step back now knowing he's getting older and that he wants to feed Davis the ball. Understand where I'm coming from? Play that two-man game where he's standing out there on the three-point line, dumping it down to Davis.
Exactly. That would be a nice combo. Another thing that I also want to comment on is Kawhi Leonard. Do you think that Kawhi is? Do you think that Toronto is going to give him like a year extension?
I think Kawhi's never leaving Toronto. I think with the level he just took them to, anything he does would be a step down in my mind.
Right. Okay.
Unless Kawhi would join Davis and LeBron. In Los Angeles.
I don't see that. I see. Call me crazy. And this might be the Pistons fan in me, but I have an inside source that the Kawhi Leonard, once Toronto gives him an extension, that they're going to trade Langston and Kennard with Blake Griffin, because we're the Pistons are, you know, they got this crazy deal with, you know, Blake, and they're going to trade to get Kawhi.
The Pistons.
I'm telling you.
That Toronto would give up Kawhi for Griffin, Kennard, and Langston after he just led them to the world championship?
I'm telling you, because you have Langston and you have Luke Kennard. Luke Kennard, he's a young player.
Oh my Lord, yeah. Toronto, they would ask to join America. They would ask to become the 51st state if that happened.
Well, I mean, that's my take.
Hey, you know what? We all have a right to our opinion, Alex. I appreciate yours in Detroit. 97 won the ticket, but I'll tell you that if Toronto did that, it would be the dumbest move in sports. Now, some franchises get a world championship. Well, look at the Cubs, and now they're bouncing back this year, but they'll milk it for a decade. They'll milk it longer. Hello, look at the Super Bowl Shuffle Bears, 85. The mileage they've gotten out of that. 84 Tigers, the mileage they've gotten out of that. The historic 80 Olympic hockey team, the mileage they've gotten out of that. You know, it really depends on, will Toronto look at the one championship or do they want three? I don't know if I look at the Raptors and I think dynasty. Like, I look at Golden State and I think dynasty. Kawhi for Griffin? No. I know there was talk of what Griffin to Atlanta, I think it was. Pistons are another one of those teams that, you know, if Drummond, you build around the wrong guys, you paid the wrong guys, and you're stuck with it. And Griffin's been a warrior for the Pistons, considering he came from the Clippers. NBA, it's all about management. Do you have the good people in your front office? Do you have the owner that lets those good people do their jobs? I look at the Pistons. I do a statewide show in Michigan. Start over again, and that's where they're going, I think, with this talk of possibly trading Blake Griffin. There was that, you know, Twitter talk about Atlanta, but you're going to start over. What do you do? You're the Knicks right now, and since the draft lottery and KD's Achilles, what are you, Barrett? Barrett. That's it. Horowitz, what are they going to do at the Knicks? You're there in New York City. largest market, bottom feeder in the NBA. Wow.
I turned to James. I said, what do you think? He goes, Tobias Harris.
Oh, my.
I don't know, because like I said earlier, their plan A, B, C, and D is pretty much fallen by the wayside before the offseason even started. They were banking on the number one pick. You were banking on KD. You're banking on Kyrie. And guess what? Looks like he's probably going to your crosstown, you know, air quote, rival. I don't know where they go from here. I think you try to do whatever you can to get Kyrie in here. You hope that Barrett turns out to be all right. Try not to sell off any assets or young talent. And hope that if the Nets do bring in Kyrie, that maybe you can bring in D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, the only thing they have is Kyrie. I think that would be... And then Durant comes and sits out, you know, most of the year. Or if not the entire year now, so he heals. And you get him back, you know, you pay him to do nothing if he doesn't want to take the max deal with Golden State. That's about their only option for any offseason juice. That's it. So now you would have Barrett could be a young version of KD. Kyrie feeds him the rock. You start something knowing you have KD on the injured list and you're getting him back, and the Knicks fans waiting a little bit longer. Can't hurt. When was the last time they were relevant?
What was that? 5-6 years ago when they sold the farm to bring in Melo, and then they were left without any options, so they paid Amari Stoudemire boatload of money, and all that got them was 50 wins and mediocrity.
And think about, there goes back to what I said about management. where, like, the Pistons invested all that money in Andre Drummond, who, for the most part, has underachieved in any big setting. And your management sees that, and you're stuck with that salary cap. You know, you look at Golden State and how they built it. It wasn't just adding free agents. They built it through guys they drafted. And then they brought in KD because KD wanted to win. The one thing I'll say now with Anthony Davis and LeBron together with the Lakers, it's a more attractive destination than it was earlier this afternoon. There you go. To when I say attractive, to what level, I don't know. But guys will take a one-year deal to go play with them because you got to get on TV. You got to go deep into the playoffs. You're going to get exposure. It's L.A., second largest market in the country. So shoe deals, endorsements, everything. Stars. It wasn't there, even with LeBron. That's what was frightening. And that's why Rob Pelinka, the Bus family, went out and gave away the farm to get Anthony Davis. Because nobody was knocking on their door to play. So now with Anthony Davis and LeBron, I think there will be knocks on that door. Let's grab our final caller on this Saturday night. James in Illinois, thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing, you?
Good, buddy. I got about 40 seconds. What's on your mind?
I just want to say I'm so tired of people criticizing LeBron for wanting to have play with other superstars. Nobody gave Durant a hard time when he went to the ready-made championship in Golden State. Everyone forgets that Christmas Day when LeBron got hurt, what was his team doing? They were spanking the Golden State Warriors. They had a record quite similar to them. When Anthony Davis gets there, they will be a lock to, and they will be a favorite in the West and a favorite to win the title. And if, like you said, if they get Walker or Butler, it's all over. And as far as KD, he's out for a year. He may never be the player that he is.
All right, so buddy. Thank you, James. Don't mean to cut you off, but the music means I have to go. Zach Gelb standing by. McCarthy, I have an update here in less than 6 minutes. Thank you, Graceffo. Thank you, Horowitz. 24/7. You can drop your huge opinions at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.